Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. We're under a month away before things get started in Dallas, Texas for the 2018 NFL Draft, and one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the McNeese State standout defensive back. He was second team all-conference in the Southlands last year, 2016, I should say, and it's none other than Andre Fuller. Andre, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Hey, what's good? How y'all doing?
We're doing great, my man. It's draft time. It's free agency time. It's personally my favorite time of the NFL year because everybody's kind of starting with a clean slate, and this is your time to make the most progress. But for you, I mean, what's it like knowing your teammates are going through spring ball drills and you're getting ready for the draft?
It's been fun. It's been kind of, you know, different getting used to. Usually I'm on a set schedule having to be at a meeting or a practice or something. But, you know, it's been fun being able to work out, getting ready for the next step, next chapter in my life. Definitely looking forward to it. It's been a fun process, a good process, and just, you know, having fun with it, enjoying it, cherishing the moment.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, have you had that cold sweat morning, Andre, where you're waking up thinking you're missing practice because you're so used to that routine?
Actually, I had the complete opposite. I woke up at about 6 in the morning, checked my phone, and saw everybody's Snapchats and whatnot about them having to go to a 6 a.m. team run, and was kind of like had a sigh of relief and went right back to sleep. I was so happy.
That's a great story. So, I mean, for you, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, I know you did, you know, I mean, growing up, were you a little bit better of an athlete than most of the other kids when you were playing sports? And in Pop Warner, if you played, I mean, were you scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Definitely. I have a lengthy highlight tape from YMCA ball. It's really some of it you can say natural, but a lot of it came from hard work. I mean, my dad had me doing cone and ladder drills when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. We used to have a ladder in our living room that I used to do every day when I was around 7 or 8 years old. So, I mean, a lot of work is going into it. A lot of God-given ability goes into it as well. But definitely good support, good foundation. Helped a lot.
Awesome stuff. So, I mean, following your high school career, I mean, I noticed you played quarterback and, I mean, and all just an all-around athlete. I mean, coming out of that high school process, I mean, who was recruiting you at other positions and how did you end up being a DB at McNeese State?
It was kind of, It was like you had some schools wanting me to come at receiver. You had some schools wanting me to come at DB. Like you had, let's see, I think it was McNeese came at, you had ULM, no, Arkansas State was first, and they wanted me at receiver. Then ULM came, and then McNeese came, and all three of them wanted me at receiver. And then you had Northwestern, Southern Miss, UL, Tulane, Tech, you know, all these schools were interested in seeing me at receiver. And then I think had some 7-on-7s during the summer or whatnot. And because I always played defense, like, in practice. And then the only time I really played in the games was in, like, you know, third and long or something like that. So, kind of the film got out from my 707 and, like, my – especially Arkansas State, I think Coach is, Coach Baker, he's the defense coordinator at Tech now. He was talking to me on the phone, and I said, I think I just brought up in conversation, just, yeah, I was playing some corner at our 707 today. And he was, wait, what? You play corner? You play defense? And I'm like, yeah, Coach, I got to really play everything. He's like, oh, hold up. You got to send me this corner film. And then he got the corner film, and they switched. He switched, and then next thing you know, make me switch. ULM State still wanted me for receiver. Northwestern still wanted me for receiver. UL, they were kind of looking at me for both. Then Nevada came. That was my biggest offer. They came and offered, and they wanted me for defense, safety, after they saw the film as well. And then, you know, and then some schools, they would come and ask me about quarterback, and I just wasn't sure if I wanted all that attention, all that weight on my shoulders, on the college right. level, like in high school. It was fun. I definitely enjoyed it, having a ball in my hands. And that was kind of more of my year. Well, you know, I played quarterback my whole life, and my dad wanted me to play quarterback because right. it makes me know the whole game. It makes me know the game better instead of just kind of like a part of the game, you know. So he did that for that reason. And I mean, it's been benefiting all throughout my football career. But he did that, and that's been paying off. But, you know, just that much, just all that pressure from playing quarterback in college, I just didn't know if I wanted all that weight on my shoulders. And I had got pretty beat up from playing quarterback my senior year, just from getting sacked and whatnot. Definitely didn't want no big 300-pound D lineman coming laying on top of me.
Awesome stuff. Once again, McNeese State, Andre Fuller here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety with him, you'd like to listen to it again or download it, you can go to iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, followed by 2018 NFL Draft Class, and the link will appear. And then we'll be featuring his bio at college2pro.com moving forward. So you're starting to settle in. You're starting to get some accolades at the collegiate level, Andre. I mean, when in the back of your mind does this, I'm sure, a childhood dream start to become a fruition that what you're doing on Saturday is going to get you an opportunity to play on Sunday?
Man, it's just it's kind of like surreal, I guess you could say. Like, you know, everybody always talks about dream chasing, or, you know, that little slogan or term, phrase or whatever, but it's kind of like, that's my reality right now. You know, I've always dreamed about playing in the NFL, and now I have my opportunity to possibly get a chance to play in the NFL, you know. So, like, I just cherish in the moment. If you would have told me I'd be in this spot a few years ago, probably, you know, would have laughed it off and been like, oh, I appreciate the support, but wouldn't have, you know, too much weight on it, you know. But definitely great. Definitely grateful. And I mean, I believe if a team gives me an invite to camp, I'm gonna make it, no doubt.
Nice. And for you, I mean, I ask this of all our guests. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what are those characteristics that you bring to the position that they're gonna fall in love with?
Well, you'll see from just watching the film how often, just from my gestures, you see me signaling and yelling at the whole defense like I ran the entire defense my senior and junior year. Like, I was the quarterback of the defense. Usually it's the Mike linebacker, the middle linebacker in the league. Well, for us, it was me at either the free safety or the stronger weak safety. But no matter where I was, I had to make all the checks, all the calls.
And how about this one? I mean, what goes unnoticed? Sometimes it's the scheme you run where you showcase certain skills.
Yeah.
You mentioned your leadership ability. I mean, film junkie.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess talk about all the positives we can't see on film.
Okay, because, like, you got to kind of just think, like, sometimes how I play something. It's kind of how I was coached. You know, it's not like played it like this, so we can't use them. Like, no, if you want me to play something a certain way, I can play it. Like, you can see me adapt. Like, you'll see a lot of times a play may go wrong, and especially on the back end, somebody may just cut somebody loose or for whatever reason, and you'll see me running over, saving the day. You know, just being able to IQ on the fly, not even just on like plays on the sheet or in the classroom, but like on the field and like during the play, I'm able to just pick up on small things that a lot of people wouldn't. And you know, I mean, my head coach, who was also a defensive coordinator, I mean, he'd tell you straight up, if I wasn't lining everybody up, we probably wouldn't have been as good as we were this past year. And I mean, we were ranked nationally in
number
a lot
one
of categories. Oh yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, you guys are I think number one in the FCS. I mean, what you broke the 54 yards per game rushing. I mean, you guys are on top of things defensively. Fantastic year.
So, and some people, you could say I may have had like a slight drop off my senior year, but you got to look at the bigger picture. We had my nickel safety Dominique Hill was back. He had missed 6 games last year, so. A lot of, and then you had my middle linebacker, Shari Goins. He was all conference linebacker. And then you had Brian Blunt, and then our D line. I mean, they were just nasty up front. So, like, a lot of time, I'm playing at the free. My junior year, I played a lot more weak, so I would be in the box a lot more. So I was right there on the line, able to make a lot of tackles. My senior year, I played all free safety. And my coach would tell you in the league, probably a better weak safety, but I was the best free safety we had. And, you know, I was just versatile enough and able to pick up on the scheme to play whatever we needed. But,
awesome.
You know, I was at the free, and a lot of the tackles that I made last year, well, my teammates made them before I was able to get there. Like, if you could be on the field, we were arguing with each other all the time. Like, man. Come on, such and such, man. That was supposed to be mine or whatever. You know, we got to fighting each other for tackles. So,
you guys are one of the hardest positions to scout.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I could see that. No doubt. I could see that because, I mean, especially
when you're back
from,
there by yourself, you know, you're just kind of waiting for the place to come to you. You know, you try to look at your hips and your footwork and things of that nature, but. You know, basically, you're running up to the pile basically after it's fallen down. So, you know, you kind of really got to maybe pay attention before the game and just kind of watch you go through drills and kind of go through those processes. Let's get into pro day, Andre. I mean, a couple of teams, I think 5 or 6 teams were there to see you go. I mean, how'd you feel? I know you guys always want to do better than what you did, but, I mean, how'd you feel about the day at the end?
Well, what happened with us, I definitely could have done better than what I did. But it was because we did our pro day on a baseball field because our football field is under turf reconstruction. And leading up to pro day, you know, the field's been under construction. So, you know, I've of course already asked questions of where is pro day going to be, you know, of course, just naturally wanting to know since our main field is under reconstruction, where are you going to move it to, you know? And they always been saying, it was going to be on the practice field or run the 40s on the track or something and then do all the drills on the practice field, which is a grass field. And I'm fine with that. But the day of, they put it on the baseball field, the baseball turf. Now, mind you, we've never practiced on this baseball turf before. And then on top of that, the baseball turf is made to be able to slide on. Like it's made, you know, it's different than the football turf. So my times are definitely inaccurate because you can see on videos of my L drill, I slide, like literally slide into my first break. It's like I'm on some speed or something. So, and then like it still was like the second or third fastest time of the whole pro day. So, you know, it wasn't like just bad, but like I know for sure I could have done better. Like
That's
there's
crazy.
Not a doubt. You know, like just on a better field condition, like no doubt.
You know, Andre, and, I tell you what, I mean, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, but because, I mean, you know, just going through workouts and I'm running six sixes and six sevens, and then I get to the pro day and I run like a seven something, or like in my shuttle, I'm dropping 3.8s, 3.9s, and my dad's got talked to, like, man, you need to try to get close to the shuttle record or whatnot, and then I run like a 4 flat, and then the scout's like, man, that's a good time, and I'm like, no, like, you don't even understand, like, I was supposed to make you drop the watch on this dude, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to, your mouth was supposed to be hanging on the ground after I did this shit right now. So, you know, it's kind of, you know.
It's frustrating. You know what?
Definitely. But it's whatever. I still got my film to rely on. Like my agent said, he said, pro day is not everything. It's not all on your pro day, you know? And my drills.
I mean, yeah, they're numbers.
Yeah. And my drills still were pretty good, and they weren't just absolutely terrible. It's just I know what they should have been and they weren't, so definitely disappointing or frustrating, but still moving forward, you know, not hanging my head low on it too much about it, not really too worried about it.
Awesome stuff. Once again, McNeese State standout safety Andre Fuller, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. It's been a fantastic ride getting to peel back the layers, find out what this young man brings to the table. And real quick on those pro days, man, I've heard a lot of horror stories. I mean, guys getting woken up in the morning saying, no, we switched the days. They're out running in the wind and the rain. I mean, you kind of share one of those horror stories. So day in an age where these numbers are so critical in this process that the format would be a lot more clear. But, hey, you know, hopefully someday that resurrects itself so you guys can perform at your best. Before we leave you folks today, though, we always have to I like to have some fun with our guest, Andre. You ready with a few off the wall questions before we let you go this afternoon?
All right, here we go. Yeah, I knew you was gonna come with something.
All right.
I knew you. I knew it couldn't be all good. I knew you.
Yeah. Now, female celebrities, Andre. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's gonna join you for dinner?
Ooh, female celebrity to take out to dinner. It may have to be Rihanna. Probably have to be Rihanna.
Her name comes up quite a bit, so you're not alone
in her dinner dates. It's usually at least 5 out of 10 of all our guests are going to say Rihanna. So, like I said, she's right there in the mix. How about this one? Your head coach, fantastic defensive-minded guy, Coach Guidry. Would anybody do an impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Ooh, impersonation of Guidry. You really, well, first you just, to do it in front of him, probably not. Just being how Coach Guidry may come at you afterwards. But if you were to do it, you'd definitely have to get a nice little Cajun Creole accent first before anything. And then just put a little slang in your voice, a little swagger and maybe a few cuss words, and you'll have it pretty good.
Excellent. And then the final one, it's a popular thing right now amongst the players to have something patterned on their cleats or spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see down there?
Oh, on my cleats? Probably something with 318. You funny, bro. Something with 318 from my hometown, and probably some Supreme. Get some Supreme patterns going, or you know, like the Supreme clothing brand.
Yeah, I hear you.
Something like that, and you get Dre Day across the side.
I feel it, man. Hey, fantastic stuff, man. We appreciate you stopping by. Keep us informed of everything going on, so we know to keep everybody else informed with what's going on with you. But hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed, and appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem at all. Anytime. Once again, that is Andre Fuller, the safety from McNeese State. Fantastic kid, fantastic athlete. And sad to hear about the horror the stories of the combine or the pro day numbers. I mean, or, you know, what some of these guys go through. But I'm glad he brought it up because it does happen to these kids where, you know, the facilities or the weather, you know, they're not conducive with all the other guys doing them on indoor fast tracks. And, you know, these numbers kind of get obscured by these things and transitions. But nonetheless, you know, he's there for a reason. He's a prospect for a reason because it's the game film. And at the end of the day, that's what these guys are going to go back to. So, once again, a big shout-out to Andre Fuller for joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.